Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Well, we're going to talk with you about a lot of things tonight, but what is your definition of forgiveness?
Well, that is a very interesting question. I have an operational definition, which is if you are doing what you think and really honestly feel is forgiveness, and your alpha brainwaves are increasing, then you are doing effective forgiveness.
Are there many different ways to forgive?
Well, at one point, George Gallup undertook to do surveys of Americans on forgiveness. He did it every few years, spurred in part by his friend Sir John Templeton, who actually had a foundation dedicated to forgiveness, made grants and things. And so I had the privilege of reading the details of one of George Gallup's polls on forgiveness among Americans. And 80% of Americans rated forgiveness as extremely important when the choices were
That's
zero
huge.
Is not at all, one's a little, two's moderately, three's quite a bit, and four was extremely. 80% said it was extremely extremely important. But then Gallup went further to ask them if they could do it. And 85% of those who knew it was extremely important said no, they could not do it on their own. Prayer wasn't effective. Asking for help wasn't effective. Of the things they asked about, and he didn't ask about the Biosabonat forgiveness program, of the things he asked about, there was only one thing that they found was effective in making forgiveness happen, and that was meditative prayer.
That's interesting.
Now, when you put the adverb meditative in front of any verb, like meditative swimming, meditative gardening, meditative fishing, what I see are more alpha waves. So in a sense, George Gallup has told us that the only way to have effective forgiveness is to have increasing alpha waves.
Now, we're going to talk about forgiveness with some examples I'm going to throw your way, Jim, and get your reaction to it. But
sure.
Does forgiveness, is it supposed to make the forgiver feel better?
Well, it has nothing to do with the person you're forgiving. They can be dead. And maybe you don't even tell them that you're forgiving them. But yes, it removes the pain in your heart, eliminates the anger and the bitterness that is ultimately very self-destructive. And yes, it makes you feel free, happy, wonderful.
Well, let's talk about some examples of forgiveness. Somebody lies to you. You know, I could forgive that. You know, I could forgive that. Somebody steals from you. I could probably forgive that too. Somebody is a drunk driver and kills a member of your family, sadly, I could probably forgive that too. Somebody intentionally goes out and robs somebody and kills someone, a member of my family, I don't think I could forgive that. Now, does that mean there's something wrong with me?
No, it just means that, one, you don't know how to do deep forgiveness, and you don't realize how holding on to the angerness and the bitterness is harming you, whereas forgiving them would release that pain from you and allow you to be more loving and kind to yourself and to those around you.
What about an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth? That would make me feel better.
Well, you know, we often talk about sarcasm at BioCybernaut. Like sarcasm, we call a dishonest form of hostility. In ordinary human interactions, if person A does or says something bad to person B, everybody understands if that person strikes back. It's not turning the other cheek, but energetically it's kind of balanced. But in sarcasm, person A says or does something bad to person B, and then when person B goes to strike back, person A does a second bad thing and messes with person B's mind, saying, oh, what's the matter? Can't you take a joke? Ha ha. So now person B has been hurt, and now they're also confused and wondering whether they were wrong to realize they were hurt. So yeah, it is balanced, eye for an eye and so on. But in fact, we all know about karma, and maybe I should tell you a story about a horrific thing that a person forgave.
Okay. And we're going to have fun with calls next hour because
love that.
They're going to come out of the woodwork for you.
Well, for 1 year in 1996, I had a satellite training center in Raleigh, North Carolina, kind of a hotbed of the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay.
And I had a woman brought in by her lady psychologist who came with her. She was a multiple personality. Her father was a Ku Klux Klan leader, and starting when she was three, he began sexually abusing her and having the other Klan members also sexually abuse her.
What's wrong with that guy?
Ugh. I know. Well, she fractured into 12 different personalities, some male, some female.
To escape and everything else, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
And when the abuse was coming, the girl personalities would run back and hide, and the boy personalities would come forward and sort of handle it. Well, when she was 15... the boy personalities ganged up and made her run away from home. She hid out with relatives. Her father was furious. He would send threatening letters. You have to come back and serve the Klan. And no, I didn't know any of this. I just knew that she was a multiple. And I found this out on the morning of third day when my technician was putting on her brainwave feedback electrodes. And I said, well, of course, you want to forgive your father. She exploded out of the chair, stood there shouting and screaming, shaking her fists, yelling, that blankety blank blank doesn't deserve my forgiveness. And I couldn't get a word in edgewise because she was yelling so much. But at one point, she'd yelled herself out so much, she had to, like, take a deep breath. And during that time, I shouted, I didn't say you should tell him. And one of the 12 personalities giggled. It thought it was funny. And I said, yeah, don't tell him. I mean, he'd take it as a sign of weakness. But look at you. You're beet red. Your blood pressure's off the charts. You've got adrenaline, cortisol, poisonous chemicals coursing through your blood. It's going to be hours for that to clear. And why? All you have to do is forgive your father. And the thought of him, the memory of him, can no longer harm you. And so she initially reluctantly agreed. And each day as she did forgiveness, the multiple personalities circled in and joined the core personality. And by the end of the week, this 12-person altar, multiple personality, was a single whole being to the absolute astonishment of her lady psychologist who was with her all the time. And then for years afterwards, she called me on Mother's Day to thank me for having given birth to the integrated person that she now was.
Now, does forgiveness mean, Jim, that you have to have an ongoing social relationship with the person you're forgiving?
Not at all. In fact, one time I had a woman in training whose husband was a pediatrician. They had a 2-year-old daughter. She found out her husband was sexually abusing their daughter. So acting on women's intuition, she secretly installed surveillance cameras in his medical offices and filmed evidence of him sexually abusing every little girl who came through. So she filed a lawsuit against him to have his medical degree taken away, and she filed for divorce. And in this state, she's now in her BioCybernaut training, and she says, well, if I forgive him, do I have to drop the lawsuit? I say, absolutely not. You need to protect other little girls. You need to protect other children. You need to have his medical license taken away.
He needs to be put in jail for the rest of his life.
Exactly, exactly. But you can still forgive him because that way you don't suffer.
Gosh, I can't do that.
Well, it's actually hard to conceive unless you're in an alpha state. This is why the forgiveness is only effective under conditions of rising alpha.
See, I don't think I've been tested to the point where I have to make that kind of decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the forgiveness I've done, it's been relatively small compared to some of the examples you've given me.
Sometimes people will decide not to. That's rare, but let me give you an example. I had for a while a training center in Canada where we trained over 200 Canadian Aboriginal people on scholarship from a Canadian philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the terrible racial and other abuse that they've endured, they, as a people, have as much post-traumatic stress disorder as many returning war veterans.
I would bet that. I would bet that.
80% of all the male Canadian Aboriginals have been sexually abused, and in some of the tribes, it's 100%. So at one point, the scholarship sponsor said, well, you should have a science board. And I go, fine, let's bring in some Aboriginals. And so we brought in some Aboriginal university professors. One of them taught at the Aboriginal University, First Nations University. And I was introduced to a very prestigious professor in Eastern Canada who had won millions of dollars worth of grants. And, you know, he read up on Biosarbonate. And then he said, well, Dr. Hart may have a phone call with you. So we talked. And because he was deciding whether he would come on the board. And he said, now, when I have to do your training in order to be on your board, would I have to forgive white people? And I said, well, no, you don't have to forgive anyone. But when you see in the trainees around you, because it's done in small groups, how effective the forgiveness is and how beneficially their lives are transformed, you may want to forgive white people. And so he said, well, I'm not sure I want to risk doing that. And so he never came for his training.
Hmm. When somebody is a serial killer and kills 15 people, how do you forgive that?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You do it in a high alpha state where you understand, for example.
What's a high alpha state?
Well, where you have a large amplitude alpha brainwave activity, and you have it relatively continuously. For example, in the superconscious states in yoga and Zen, samadhi in yoga and satori in Zen, there's very high alpha waves all over the head, and people literally live experience in an altered reality. And so when you go, well, let me give you this example. Let's say you and somebody are having an argument over some minor, you know, infraction of some social rule. Okay, so then go up 100 feet and look down at the two of you in the building. Then go up 1,000 feet and look down at the city. And go up 100,000 miles in space, or go out to Pluto and look back at Earth and ask, well, now, how important is that really? Okay.
Sure, minuscule.
Uh-huh, exactly. So depending on the perspective you take, and of course your ego always wants you to like at the moment, and you have to be right according to the ego, then, you know, there are feuds, famous feuds, that have, you know, gone on for generations.
If you cannot forgive 100%,
yep.
Let's say you can forgive a lot, but not everything,
uh-huh.
What happens to you emotionally, brainwave-wise? What happens?
Well, first of all, there's like a cap on how much happiness you can have. There's a cap on how high your alpha brainwaves can go, and you are vulnerable to a variety of stress-related diseases.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It just hovers around you? How does not forgiving let your guard down like that?
Well, let's look at type A personalities. Now, everybody knows that type A personalities are stressed and anxious, and if you add in a sense of time urgency, it's worse. And if you add in cynicism in the personality,
mm-hmm.
It's almost like a death sentence. So type A personality with time urgency and cynicism is going to drop like flies from stress-related diseases. And that includes, of course, heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, everything related to high blood pressure. And so, you know, if you're going to be healthy, happy, into very extended age, it's important to do the cleanup work that forgiveness is.
Are you saying, though, to forgive everything?
Well, forgiving doesn't mean that you don't guard against it. For example, like, I forgive you, but I'm not going to let you in my house again.
Right.
I forgive you, but
you're not going to become my best friend if I did something to you or your family.
Exactly. Yeah. Forgiveness takes the pain out of your heart and out of your mind. You still know that it was wrong, and you still know karmically that that person is going to get their just desserts at some point, but you're not there beating the drum for it to happen right now.
Does the person that has done the deed, the dastardly deed, need to know that you have forgiven them?
No.
They do not?
Absolutely not. And in some cases, it would be counterproductive, because they might say or do something sarcastic, and then you'd have to forgive that.
Right. Or not.
Or not. Well, you'd benefit from forgiving that. I often coach my trainees to forgive loved ones that had died, leaving them with a sense of grief. And they say, well, they had no choice. I go, well, yes, that's true. But you're experiencing pain from their leaving, so forgive them for leaving. Doesn't change the fact that they left, but you no longer suffer about
it. See, I would not blame the person who died.
Right. You don't blame them.
Except, let me tell you this. Let me tell you an example. I had a friend several years ago who died of a prescription overdose.
Ooh.
He was mixing way too much at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he died.
Wow.
And I was angry with him for being so foolish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I forgave him for that. Is that a little bit of what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. And to be thorough, if you were in a training here at BioCybernaut, in addition to forgiving him for being so foolish, you'd also forgive yourself for having gotten angry.
Interesting.
You might even forgive the company that made the medicine that he took, or maybe even the doctor that didn't counsel him properly in
Or overprescribed him or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting take on that.
That way you cover everyone who's involved in the incident and you clean up your act.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.